Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. It's a brand new episode. It is October 1st.
Damn.
2020, dude.
October is around the corner.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Damn, it's crazy how fast
it's COVID Halloween. Huh? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Halloween's canceled, so there's that. What else to look forward to? Gaethje Khabib is our big Halloween event this year.
So fucking badass.
Yeah.
But I heard that the Halloween is that they haven't fully like
no they haven't fully canceled it
canceled, yeah.
It's just highly unrecommended. It's highly recommended not to really go trick-or-treating, but they're leaving it up to people.
I wouldn't do it.
No. Plus my son's too young to do it anyway, but
yeah,
I'm looking to see. Well, this is a new neighborhood for us, so I don't know how it's gonna be around here, because the other place is crazy, like the other neighborhood.
Yeah,
insane. So
yeah,
you're gonna have to let me know how Halloween was this year,
because you know where I live, people don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So
there's no coronavirus that exists where I live.
Mm-hmm. And I lived what, 10-minute walk from you, something like that.
But yeah, because I think last year we both were at the same place but at different times. But
yeah,
it was so fucking busy. Got like a little like fake mazes and
yeah. Yeah, crazy. There's a street by our
just
where I used to live, where you still live. Yeah, that blocks it off. It's like this one little like community Halloween event every year. But this neighborhood that I'm in right now, it seems a little quieter. So I don't think there's gonna be much going on. But all in all, everything's good. Everything's good with you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. It's just work.
Yeah.
What else happened? I'm going to Yosemite next weekend.
That's right.
For the weekend. Plus,
that's right.
And coming back Monday.
First time?
Yeah, for myself. I think my girlfriend's been there.
You guys got a cabin or what's going on?
Yeah. The cabin that we got is like in the middle of the forest, which is nice. It wasn't too bad of a price, but I'm just excited to be in nature.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Yeah.
It's nice. It like
You've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been to Yosemite a couple times. Yeah. Not since I was a kid, though. So I'm not sure how this time of the year is, or like what the park is like currently with COVID going on. But as far as I know, I've had some friends that have gone in like August, early September, like mainly in August, and they freaking loved it. So it was the weather was great. It wasn't too hot. I think even though there was a heat wave in August, but I think right now it should be good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm super excited, actually. Because I love, like, nature.
Yeah.
I've never been a nature guy, but in the past, I say 5 years.
You're planning on going hiking? Do any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to see, like, wild animals.
You might. But I hear that they're a lot more active now with people, less people.
Okay, that's cool, yes.
Yeah.
But I heard that there's, like, a lot of foxes right now and a lot of, like, deer. That's
pretty much it. That's from what I know. But yeah, you guys should have a good time.
But like when I used to work at a camp, I saw foxes all the time. So it's like, and deer is like, like you see it over here even sometimes.
How about coyotes? I don't know. Are there coyotes in Yosemite?
No, but I've seen them all the time too.
Yeah.
Like where my girlfriend lives, like they're all the time.
Yeah, they're over here or even like over in over the hill?
Like dogs, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty crazy looking, though.
Like, you can tell it's not a dog, but
yeah,
they look like dogs.
They look like
same
dogs.
Same family.
Same size. But yeah, man, it's been cool.
This heat wave is fucking killing me, dude.
It's been bad, dude. It's just kicked up again, huh?
Yeah. And it's fall. It's like 102. Right now it's 102 degrees outside.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty out there right now, man. Even just driving in air conditioning, it's pretty brutal with that sun blasting through the windshield. Yeah. It's pretty nasty. But last week, what went on with you last week? Anything good? We saw each other last Tuesday, my birthday.
My nephew and my niece's birthday.
You had some family stuff party, going on. Yeah. Huh?
It was it wasn't as bad as I expected. Like, usually I call the cops at my own party because like the music is too much for me.
So he'll call the cops on his own family to shut the party down.
Yeah. I get it to like 11 o'clock and shit's still going on at 11. I call the cops. Yeah. Like, oh, they call the cops? Oh, that's one of the fucking neighbors. God damn them.
So sometimes I'm like that with people that I invite over, and I'm like, once it gets to like close to like 11:30, like if you're not like ready to head out, I'm like, I don't know. I start feeling it. Like I start feeling like I want to just want to relax. Like maybe it's the old person.
No, here, right? It's like, it was like a party. I guess it's one thing, but I just have friends over for like to like hang out.
Yeah.
And they're still there by 11:30.
Yeah. 12 o'clock. Unless we're like just like this past weekend for the fight, had some people over. Not just for the fight, but just to have over. One of my friends was heading out of town and, you know, moving out of LA. So kind of one last little hurrah with everybody for quite a while. But the fight was on, and then had that on a projector in the backyard and got some whiskey and some, you know, some tequila and some beers and pizza and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool. But luckily everybody started making their way out like around midnight, 11:30. Mm-hmm. Just in time. So I just kind of settled in, watched a couple of post fight videos. And then
you see, like,
that was it.
Like for your case, it's a bit different because you're married and you have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be different if you were single, or not even single, but just you and Liz, like you and your girl. It'd be different.
Then I probably wouldn't care
but
about
it. But when is the kid involved?
And I'm waking up at like 7:30 every morning.
To attend to him. Yeah. Like there has to be a cutoff point.
Yeah.
And like people should know that. Coming in,
yeah, that's the thing. At the reason, at the main reason is because I think I wake up at 7:30.
He needs you to be there.
He is up. He's not letting us go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. My day starts that early, and then once it gets 11:30
on, and your dad from 7 a.m. to
11:30 midnight, I'm feeling it. Yeah. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, it's not. I don't think it has anything to do with you being on it. Just responsibility.
Yeah, I'm just up. I'm up.
Like early. You're a family man now.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like your priority is your kid.
That, and it would be different if I was if I was single or we were single,
or just you, like, guys.
It's just us. And
yeah, that'd be a completely different.
Yeah, I'd probably party all night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But you have a son.
Yeah, I don't even have the energy for that anymore.
No. Yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with the. Oh. I think my update. I forgot the come in the cup. Have an update.
Oh yeah. Okay. So. For those who haven't seen, listened to the last couple episodes or watched the last couple episodes, so James has been, he's been getting his fertility check.
Yeah.
And your girl got it done. You got it done.
Yeah.
And now you got the results.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So my doctor said, like when you come, do you come a lot? I don't know. I don't pay attention. I just come. I'm like, why? He goes, because it wasn't. It wasn't a lot, but it wasn't a little bit. But so the testing, the results were kind of like, we don't know. So I don't know because I'm not a specialist, but from what I can see, I couldn't tell you if it's good or bad because maybe the amount that you gave wasn't enough. Or
really?
Tested accurately. She's a no. She's speculating on this because she's my primary doctor. Uh-huh. The specialist is probably telling me something differently.
Uh-huh.
But based on what she thinks that, maybe it's not an accurate reading, but she said that my sperm swims slower than normal.
Okay.
But she said that don't be discouraged because there's ways to speed it up, like take certain supplements, exercise more. That's it. And that will speed up the process.
Okay.
So see that, see that.
So it's not like.
No, it's not like a lost cause.
It's not a lost cause.
Where they're like slow swimmers.
So you just got slow swimmers.
Yeah, but she said that's because maybe I'm not taking enough like vitamin D or like she mentioned another vitamin that like can help it out a lot.
Yeah,
that I never heard of, so I'll probably take that one. But she said that talk to the specialist and she can go over the results with you.
Okay,
so tomorrow after work. So tomorrow I have an early day, 5 a.m, whatever. After work, I'm going with my girlfriend to.
Go talk to the specialist.
Together. It'll be a joint appointment. Okay.
Oh, okay. She's going to be there with you.
Yeah, because she's going to pass her.
So did her test come back or did she get her tested?
No, tomorrow's her and will be there, but I'm going to be there as well.
Oh, okay.
And she'll go over mine. Because my doctor faxed my results to her doctor. So.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll find out the official results.
Yeah, because I'm not sure how that works. Is like, is slow sperm, is that like what really, when it's a guy's issue, is that the main issue? Or is it like, are there some people that just don't have sperm? Like, I don't know how that works.
Well, she said that it's mainly because of like, not necessarily my diet, because, you know, I changed that lifestyle of mine.
Yeah.
But more of the I think she says the exercising is the because, okay, like, you know, I just walk, but if I do a little bit more, more consistently, I think it'll be different.
The energy levels of that. Yeah.
But she said that it's not a lost cause. She said that with my age, you know, testosterone level like kind of drops.
Yeah.
But there's ways to speed it up.
Yeah.
She said that don't be hard on yourself because it's normal. It's not like expensive procedure. I can just do it on my own.
Yeah.
But she said that with a specialist who let me know everything. So tomorrow after work, I got that appointment. Okay. I'm dreading it.
Not good news, not bad news.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
I mean, I'm whatever about it, to be honest.
Okay. And what did your girl say?
She's optimistic.
Okay.
I think she should be, because it's not completely bad news.
Now, is being optimistic, does that mean that it's something that you're going to actively pursue now?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah?
I think so.
This is mainly what it's about.
Because the doctor told her, like, if it's on her end, and pretty much the doctor will go over both our results together.
Yeah.
And if there's a way for both of us to still be okay, then she can start treatment ASAP for her, as far as getting her more fertile.
Damn. So you guys are on a mission. This is like, you guys,
this is real.
This is real. You guys are,
yeah.
You guys are quote unquote trying.
Yeah, because I'm in the middle. Like, I don't care. It's like, if I have a kid, great. I'm not against
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna like put my happiness on the line if I don't have one either.
Yeah, I get you. You're not gonna invest all this like
energy and emotion if I can't have a kid. I see it as like it's meant to be. It's meant to be. If it's not, then there's other ways to.
Then you'll be fine. You've gotten this far.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one that really wants one.
Yeah.
So I told her, like, if this is what you want, then I'll go along with the ride.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to take it as like I don't want to have a kid by me saying that. I'm just saying whatever you want, then we'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to be a dad. That's
me. You're down for it, but I'm, you know, down. It's not like,
it's not gonna kill me if I can't have a kid either. Yeah, so yeah. The doctor said if things go okay, she can start giving her treatments for it to be like.
And then let's say things go well, and you guys, let's say it comes about before Japan.
I guess Japan's got out the window and that fucking money goes to the baby.
Doesn't say then what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she's...
Because that kind of stuff gets put on hold a little bit. I don't know how people travel with like little ones like that. They have to be either really super young or old enough to where they can kind of entertain themselves a little bit and manage themselves, because...
Or drop them off at the grandparents'
house. That little... Yeah, or that. But that little in between... Years, yeah. Like where he's like, my kids,
but
right,
I can't
now
say that shit. Oh, like, I can't, hard, say, like, in my head, I'm all, I don't want to fucking have a kid now. I want to go to Japan, but I can't say that because she's gonna take it the wrong way.
Yeah, then, yeah, then it's even more expensive to go to Japan,
and you can't do the things you want to do.
You can't do the things you want to do.
So, I'm hoping,
no, like when I went to Utah and all that stuff, like, not that I really cared to do all these freaking crazy trails or anything like that, but I couldn't, I can't go on a 2-3 hour long trail, 4 hour long trail with a 1.5-year-old on my back who by hour one wants to freaking get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's tough. It's something that you really got to think about and be prepared for, because you're right. I mean, once that happens, all your focus and energy and responsibility goes to that child.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a big step.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was up to me, I'd wait till after Japan, but...
You can still travel and you can still have fun, but it's going to be different.
It's the last raw. I mean, I told her, like, if this is going to happen, then anything that we want to do, it has to be put on hold.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, and you could still travel, but it's going to be different. If you really want to travel, like we could probably travel to Hawaii, but it's not going to be like a normal Hawaii trip. We're not going to be out and about
because you have to like everywhere. Schedule your time there around him.
It's gonna be a family Hawaii trip, and then when his nap, when it's bedtime, you know, that kind of stuff like that. You know, you can't get fucked up. You know, like it's that kind of. It's different.
So, I can't tell her like, oh, you know, I don't want you to get knocked up yet, because she's gonna think, oh, well, you don't have a fucking kid.
But what did she say when you told her things that might have to get put on hold? What did she say?
She's like, that's fine. No, that sort of like, well,
what about Japan? Much.
And she'll go, well, all that money from Japan would just go straight to the baby.
it's true. It sucks, man. But it sucks if it's good.
Especially because I'm like putting like $200 aside each check for it.
Yeah.
And that's like fucking like, I don't know. Fucking buy the plan B and fucking put her in a fucking drink.
I can think of toast. Let's have like a little celebration drink.
Exactly. Yeah, drink this shit. Like fucking throw a sidekick in the stomach when she's sleeping. I don't know.
But yeah. Damn. So that's hopefully that. At least you go to Japan. Last little hurrah trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. That's best case scenario.
Yeah. What else? Let's get to the fights this past weekend. Right?
Great fight. Well,
great Cole and Maine.
Yeah.
The others, I just kind of, I was watching.
It was in the background.
It was the background.
Me too.
Yeah.
I had it on the background on my laptop, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. Let me pull up the card right now.
Yeah.
All right. So this past weekend, you had the whiskey, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was tasty.
It was good, fun, huh?
Yeah.
So we're trying some Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey whiskey. I've purchased that whiskey a couple of times as gifts, like little gift sets and all that. Never tried it myself. And then it was on sale and I was like, let me grab a bottle. I was looking for something new to try. And damn, it's good, man. Got that honey taste, that little bit of burn.
Yeah, it's not that bitter. And you know, and like
not overly sweet, but sweet. But you taste it.
It's just right.
Yeah.
And I think for everything.
Yeah. And you taste the sweetness. It's not like, like a hint of like sweet, but mainly motor oil.
Some liquors like promote like this and that, and you taste it and it's like fucking liquor.
Yeah. Or like you're drinking straight up gasoline with a hint of honey. You know what I mean? No, this is straight up like you taste the flavor. You feel the burn. It's not too sweet. It's like freaking perfect. I was like just right, like what I would like look for. Screwball is good. Like Screwball, we had Screwball.
So good.
But I can see how people like may think it may be overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough burn. Some people like that. I like that too.
I like both.
A little kick, you know. And this is the Tennessee whiskey. I thought was perfect. We're also drinking St. Pauli's. I love St. Pauli's.
It's German beer, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think it's Swedish.
But you know what? Like going back to the to the Jack Daniels, I've never been a liquor guy at all. Josh has always been a liquor person. I don't like the taste of like alcohol. Yeah. That's weird. I mean, I love beer, but
I've never been a straight liquor. Like I don't pour like a vodka like I've never been like
that kind of dude.
Yeah, no,
it has to be mixed with something.
It's got
to
be a little mix of something, like a vodka tonic type of like stuff like that. Like I don't know.
The last three whiskeys you introduced to me, which is the Buffalo, the Wild Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace, and then the Jack Daniel's Honey, and then the Screwball. I love, and then like I love them. So if anybody else they want to try, I should fucking try it because like, it's fucking delicious.
A non-sweet, but tastes good and has a kick. And doesn't like linger too. Like, it doesn't have a nasty taste. It's like Buffalo Trace.
Yeah,
like a more traditional Buffalo Trace.
Because I know, like I just downed the rest of it, and there was like no burn.
Yeah, yeah.
It was smooth, it's
good.
Yeah, delicious. That beer is fucking tasty too.
Fucking amazing. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, St. Pauli's. Yeah, I love St. Pauli's. It's good. That light kind of like beer. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cage Warriors had their multiple events this past weekend. You had Bellator, Edwards versus Von Stennis had an event this Friday. Our previous guest, Luis Mackay, got back to doing her ring card girl thing. It was her first event. She looked great. She had another event today, which is going on currently right now. If while you guys are listening and watching this, it's going on currently in Milan, Italy. Jackson versus Denise Kieltz, who was also a previous guest on our show. It was Paul Daly was supposed to be a part of the headlining card, headlining fight on this card, but had to be transported to the hospital due to a bad weight cut. So fight got nixed, and the co-main event moved up to main event. But this past weekend, UFC 253, Adesanya versus Acosta. So again, I had a little thing here. It's great. It's cool. Chill. Did you watch it from home or your girl's house? Or what did you do?
I was at my girlfriend's house, but I was watching it on my laptop.
It was overall a decent event. Now, I wasn't paying attention too much to majority of the card. I was too busy getting fucked up. I know Jake Matthews defeated a blow to Diego Sanchez. I know that happened. I know, Caitlin Vieira defeated Sajar Eubanks. I know that happened. Brandon Rival winning. And Jan Blachowicz, Dominic Reyes is kind of when I think everybody at the party started to pay attention. I think going into this, we knew how dangerous Jan was. I think Dominic knew how dangerous Jan was.
He shut down Reyes.
Jan is a big, powerful dude with some heavy hands and is a veteran of the game. Dominic Reyes is light on his feet, throws a variety of strikes, and is young and athletic. Power won in this fight. Yeah. Veteran gamesmanship won in this fight. I don't know. What is it?
Yeah. I mean, experience.
Experience. Yeah. There you go.
Definitely won.
Experience and power won in this fight.
Yeah. And I don't know. I would love to see him against John Jones. I'll tell you that right now.
Jan?
Yeah.
Especially a current Jan?
Yeah.
Or a current Jones?
Jones. Yes. At his stage of his career, I think.
Yeah.
I think it would be a great fight. I think John Jones has to clear his division out. I think he should fight him and then he'd go to heavyweight.
Yeah. I think if he defeats Jan, I think he'll definitely clear out his division.
But is it a smart fight for Jones? Probably not.
No,
it's a risky fight.
It's a risky fight. It will kind of ruin your. It'll delay your plans and move the heavyweight.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So what Jones has to look out for is that if he does move back down to light heavyweight to fight Jan, Israel Adesanya, who was in the main event, is already calling for either. What's it called? Who's fighting Robert Whittaker?
Oh, that's right. He just had a beef with Masvidal, didn't he?
No.
A different division.
Jerry Cannonier.
Yeah.
So Israel said, "I want Cannonier next,"
which is kind of weird, no?
Which is kind of hard because he's fighting Whittaker, and chances are, I think I have favor Whittaker in that fight, but because he's already gone past Whittaker, but. He wants Cannonier, and then he wants to move to light heavyweight and wants to fight Jan. Now, I think if he fights Jan first, then, I mean, where does Jones go? Jones doesn't want to move back down because let's say Jones fights Jan, Israel fights Cannonier, Whittaker winner.
And maybe it can be like a catchweight fight where it doesn't have to be a – for a title, it's going to be like a feature fight.
Yeah.
Where they can be like a 230, 225?
Yeah.
Catchweight?
I just think that Jones wants, he does a lot of talking, but I don't know how bad he wants a fight with Israel. I think he's bigger than Israel. I think he's more well-rounded than Israel is. But Israel...
I kind of favor Israel in this fight.
That's what I'm saying. Especially a current John. I favor Israel because Israel is quick and light enough on his feet and experienced enough to stay away as much as
they have similar strikes, like the kick to the shins.
Israel's a far better striker, smaller.
He's more experienced,
but far better striker.
Yeah,
and is well rounded enough to stay out of most dangerous positions on the ground in wrestling. Jones. Isn't as good of a striker, but is his own unique style of striking that he offers, mm-hmm. Is a bigger guy and is very dangerous when it comes to the ground and submission game. So that would be a very interesting fight, but I don't know how bad Jones wants it. I think he wants to stay away from Israel as much as he can.
Well, I don't know. Like, you always hear John Jones talking all his crap.
A lot of crap. They're still going at it.
Not just that, but like, you always hear him talking about super fights or big money fights. This is a big money fight.
Yeah. If I was him, I would stay away from Israel.
Oh, yeah.
I would, if you can, get Jan out of the way, go back down, defend your belt, get Jan out of the way.
But he already vacated his belt, didn't he?
But then he vacated his belt, and then...
But, I mean... But
then really drop, matter, it again, right? Drop it again.
Yeah, because... he could be the number one contender.
Yeah. Let's say Israel moves up. Let's say he takes another fight, someone else at light heavyweight.
Yeah.
And then demolishes them. Becomes the number one contender. Then it's like, if I was Jones, drop the belt. Go back down. Beat Jan. Drop the belt. Go up to heavyweight. And fight Stipe. Fight a couple of heavyweights. Get some cash. Call it a day. Be a two-division champ. You know?
Yeah, but avoid Stylebender at all costs.
Avoid Stylebender. Don't give him, like,
because he can, because
that's a dangerous fight.
Yeah, and he can give him his first legit loss.
Yeah, and you're losing to a smaller guy. Like,
because I think his legacy is already hurting.
It's already, people are, you know, seeing cracks in his armor. And
but even, like besides his recent fights, you know, like all the trouble that he's had in the past.
Yeah.
Kind of fucked up his legacy now.
Yeah. So Jan defeating Dominic Reyes basically pretty handily.
I would say so.
Yeah. And stopping him.
I felt bad for Anthony Reyes.
I felt bad for him too.
I felt bad for him too. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people projected him to be the next title holder.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was probably with John Jones. But he's young enough where he can, like,
he could bounce back. And he's young enough in the sport where he could bounce back.
Yeah.
Jan is one of those journeyman guys, has been in the game for a long time, just started recently getting stardom and putting up an amazing win streak.
Mm-hmm. He's getting his dues.
And he's lost to guys that are probably gonna fight next, like Thiago Santos. He's lost to Thiago Santos. Mm-hmm. He's lost to some of those guys in the UFC.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting to have his rematches. And
well, it's always good. I mean, it opens up that division so much because when John Jones is champion, it's like he fought everybody in that division. Yeah. So, like, all the other fights that was available to him were just repeat fights.
And chances are he's probably that. Chances are that title's going to change hands a lot.
Yeah, before
Dominic Reyes may hold the title at some point in his career. Thiago Santos might hold the belt.
Yeah.
And Jan might hold the belt. Shogun might hold the belt. Who knows? I don't know. Like, but mainly I think it's going to switch around between Jan, Dominic, and Thiago Santos. I think it's going to switch around those three.
Yeah.
Dominic Reyes, I think, just goes back to the drawing board. You got to take on a guy like probably Thiago Santos next or something like that. Maybe fight the winner of Glover and maybe fight Glover, get that another fight like that. Then you have the main event, Israel and Acosta. I mean, this is a two round fight. Dominant Israel.
I mean,
nothing from Acosta for the most part.
Yeah, that was a really impressive fight. Considering Acosta's, you know, coming in as a challenger and how dominant he's been, you know, in prior fights, and he's supposed to be the guy that at least give Stylebender a challenge. Yeah. But he looked like a lost kid out there. He was flat-footed. He didn't do anything. He just stood in the pocket, and I don't know what he was waiting for, but he just got outclassed in both those rounds and got pretty much finished at the end.
Got finished at the end. And the punch at the end wasn't even, like, the hardest punch in the world. Like, it really, like, landed.
He went out of there.
Right behind the ear, huh? Mm-hmm. It grazed him. Like, right behind the ear. He goes down, and then Israel just jumps on top of him.
Yeah. All that shit that he was talking.
Sad, man.
Yeah.
It was...
It just seemed like he wasn't ready for the moment or something. Yeah. I don't know. He just didn't see. He wasn't himself, obviously.
Now, I don't want to compare Israel so much to, like, a Anderson, but
he's very Anderson-ish.
Like a dominant striker.
Mm-hmm.
A
very flashy.
Flashy striker. And is running through his division. I mean, this is Anderson-esque. If you could probably like throw it an Anderson 2.0 kind of run.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that comparison is that a 40-year-old plus Anderson went three rounds with Sal Bender.
Yeah.
And these guys who are supposed to be like up-and-comers.
Up-and-coming.
Are losing to the sub. So that gives credit to Anderson Silva. Yeah. At his age, fighter, he can still hang out with the best.
Yeah. And you have Israel who's basically on almost the same run. Now, at the end of it, you're probably going to compare who had the tougher route. But right now, Israel is on that sort of Anderson Silva.
And by him moving up run. Is what, I mean, Anderson moved up, but I mean, like, he didn't fight the champ, he fought Forrest Griffin, and he fought
who was
James
a former
Irvin.
Champ, James Irvin.
Yeah,
had a couple of wins, solid wins up there.
Yeah,
I think Israel could do the same, but I think Israel could probably get that title.
And I think John Jones needs that because he was dominant one weight class. Like he never really challenged himself and go up
until now. When I'm hoping he actually goes through with it.
Yeah,
because I want to see him at the heavyweight. He should have been a heavyweight a long time ago, but
That's gonna hurt him, I think.
Yeah, but he's doing it now, and hopefully he.
But heavyweight's lower in the division too. So.
It is, and he's gonna be the much younger guy compared to the rest of the guys.
Compared to the rest of the division, yeah.
But yeah, I thought the fight was great, man. A whole host of fights over this
weekend. I was so nervous. I always get like antsy when
main events go on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Same. All right, so let's get to some fights this weekend. So tonight, currently, Bellator 247 is Jackson versus Kiltz. That's from Milan, Italy. You guys are probably our show is airing tomorrow, so that's gonna be said and done by that time.
Yeah.
LFA is going on this weekend tomorrow, I believe. Bellator has another card on Saturday, featuring Gallagher, James Gallagher, and Cal Eleanor. That's gonna be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bellator Europe 9, and then you have UFC on ESPN 16. That's Holly Holm and Irene Aldana, and this is probably Aldana's biggest fight of her career, facing the former champ and veteran Holly Holm. You have a couple good fights on there. You have Jin Yu Frey making her return after her UFC debut loss. Former Invicta champ, the most recent Invicta champ. I think she might even still be Invicta champ. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I don't know. You have Jin Yu Frey on the card, and I think this is a must win for her, especially coming from Invicta, being the champ, and then losing your debut against a much younger newcomer was not a good look for her. That definitely hurt her stock right there. Mm-hmm. Carlos Condit making his return against Court McGee. Throwback fight right there.
Damn.
I know, right? Those two names?
Oh, my God.
That's 2010 right there, all day. Carlos Condit, Court McGee, is a main...
Court McGee, wow. Yeah,
main event for the prelims. That's, I think Court has been in and out. He's had a fight here and there, like once a year.
Fucking A.
Carlos has been almost 2 years, probably, since his fight, last fight, maybe, if not more than that.
Damn.
Carlos is asking for if Nick Diaz was to return to get that fight again.
That'd be a fun fight.
That'd be a fun fight. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
No, not at all.
It'd be good for Nick to like get a refresher fight, but a throwback fight to come back in, see where you're
at. It's a fun fight. I mean, fans know both guys.
Yeah.
There's a story, a rematch that Nick fought that he won.
I love that fight. I love that whole buildup. That fight was so...
That countdown show
was one of my favorites. So good. Oh, that was one of my favorite countdown shows of all time right there. Those countdown shows used to be so good.
Those are prime times. Yeah.
Oh, those prime times. I love those prime times.
I think that one has some really good songs.
A lot of good moments in that one.
Yeah.
Especially the end.
Yeah.
Chills, man. Yeah. Chills in that one.
I think Carlos Conley was like rapping his hand.
Yeah.
There's like a song in the background. Yeah. Like he's like shadow boxing.
And then you have Diaz kind of like they show him at a press conference and he asks a stupid question. Somebody asks a question.
Yeah.
And he gets all annoyed and it kind of goes quiet. And then the song starts.
Yeah.
And then you have Diaz,
him, like,
Diaz with the hoodie and he's just like looking up. And oh man, the whole, if you haven't seen it, look up Primetime episode 3 and just watch the last.
Yeah. I think the question they asked was like
5 minutes.
do you enjoy fighting or
something like or that? Is it like you go in there and you hate? We'll watch it right now once we're done this. Those prime times, especially remember the first episode of the GSP Penn prime time was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the intro to that one was
it's kind of sad they kind of let it go completely.
They let it go. Well, because there's so many fights that they used to do prime times to build it up. Like,
but the prime times were like they were dedicated to the one of the big ones.
The big ones, yeah. The big ones.
They still do that now.
They'll do it like maybe twice a year, maybe once a year.
Highly produced show.
They could still do it now, but they have a cheaper version with the embedded. It's almost
it's like a YouTube channel, I guess.
But they used to have like these, I don't know, people might remember like what was HBO's for boxing?
Wasn't it with Mayweather, right?
Yeah, they used to do a lot for boxing on HBO's or Showtime, one of those. Yeah, man, those are so good. So yeah, Carlos is coming back. Main card, you have Juliana Pena coming back. Oh, yay. Against Jermaine Duranemi.
Yeah, I thought I could.
You have Yuragan De Castro against Carlos Felipe in the co-main event, and Holly Holm versus Irene Aldana in the main event.
That's a good fight. Irene Aldana and Holly Holm?
Okay, Jermaine Duranemi, Juliana Pena. Oh, she's been out for, 3 years?
I'm always going to go against Pena, so.
Jermaine, yeah. I like Jermaine anyway, even though Juliana's got good wrestling, but I like Jermaine anyway. She's a veteran. She's good striking, and she's been active. Yuragan De Castro is Carlos Felipe. I'm not too familiar with Carlos Felipe, so I don't want to maybe pick that one. But Holly Holm, Irene Aldana.
Oh man, that's a tough fight.
Tough fight. Irene's got solid boxing. She's just as tall and long.
I'm going to go Irene.
I don't think it's a bad fight. I might just go with the veteran Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Just based on experience.
Yeah.
And she likes to stay on the outside. I could just see her sidekicking the entire fight. And just using her experience, and where Irene is going to like kind of get flustered trying to come in, and that's going to be the fight. That's why I envision the fight. Mm-hmm. But Irene is a dog, man. She has got great hands. She goes at it. It's going to be a fun fight. It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's this weekend. That's your main event for this Saturday. So, and that's our show. Side notes, interesting news that came up recently. You have, Khabib was doing some media rounds today, mentioned that after the Gaethje fight that Dana White mentioned something special in line for him. Could it be a GSP?
Or Connor.
Yeah. I heard he doesn't really want the Connor so much. I don't know if Khabib would he consider that special? I don't know. I think GSP.
That'd be a fucking badass fight.
That'd be amazing. There. That's about it, though. You know, like, I don't know. Diego Sanchez kind of blamed the torn labrum on his weight. It's a performance, and you know, not a lot out there yet. Connor still bouncing back from his legal troubles, but he's trying to do a charity fight with Dustin Poirier. But aside from that, not a lot going on. Want to thank you guys all for listening, watching. Some great fights this weekend. Make sure you catch that.
Yeah, guys, we'll see you next week for a full recap. Enjoy the week, guys. Enjoy the fights.